Hey,
hey
guys.
Hey guys, you're tuning into another episode of Artists with the T, and I have a special guest that basically everybody wanted her back. Welcome back, Portia.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. It seemed like I haven't talked to you in forever.
Oh my gosh, seriously.
Well, I see you've been working out though.
That's all I got.
Okay. I'm trying to get a summer body.
Keep it together.
Before we get started, Portia goes on vacation like every week. So she has not been on vacation, so I'm pretty sure she is miserable over there.
For real, I feel like a little crackhead. I'm, like, scratching to get out of here. With all this stuff going on, I said I need a break. I'm like, where can I drive?
Yeah, between the COVID and between the COVID-19 and between the protesting, it's been a lot. This thing has been very heavy.
Need a break.
Yeah, so that's why I want to do an episode that was kind of more fun.
Yes.
Last episode was very, I talked about the protesting and talked about the injustice system and everything else. And so thank you all for tuning in to that, and also posting, because sometimes just a simple post, it will do justice. Instead of, you don't have to sometimes have to be out there if you're unable to, but just a simple post will also help as well. So thank you guys. Yeah, so let's get into it. So I guess the topic tonight we're going to talk about, remember I was telling everybody that we was going to talk about fuckboys.
Yeah.
So let's talk about something we know about, right?
Something I know very well.
So I'm going to give my definition of what I perceive or what I think it is. I kind of think it is like a guy who has the body of a man, but the mind of a young boy. So they kind of don't really have a heart, and they kind of just do whatever because they have a nice face, but they have good sex, a good penis, or whatever the case may be. So they rely on those things. That's my definition.
Okay, so my definition would be a man that is dating, using the term dating very loosely, as a sport.
Okay.
The purpose of his dating, very loosely, again, is to see how far he can go with with a woman and how much he can get away with.
Have you run into a lot of that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. And that's why, like, sometimes I sit back and I'm like, what was the point of all of this? And the only conclusion I could come to with, like, the point of the games and all the foolishness is this is what you enjoy. It's like a sport, something that you just, you're trying to figure out how far you can get or, like, what you can get away with. And, yeah, that's how it defined.
No, that's a good definition, because I would have never used it or thought about it as using it as a sport, but that's a good analogy of a guy who basically is doing whatever, but they are like a sport, so they kind of carry on and but never make the, well, you guys, you're saying never make the team, or they make the team and score the point, but then nothing, no follow up behind that.
Yeah, for them it's kind of like, you know how a hunter, they have like a prize and they try to get it and they trap it, and they, you know, that's the thing, they see like themselves as the big game hunter, and like they go on these dates or attract these women or men, and then they pull them in, they lull them in with this idea of dating, but that's not what they really intended in the first place.
No intentions of
this being something permanent, but they will tell you what you want to hear, they'll give you attention, and then the games will start. So, yeah, I think for me, it's always like sitting back and being like, there was no intention of this ever going anywhere. Just enjoy seeing what you can get from this or how far you can go.
I can see that. I can definitely see that. So that's why I kind of wrote some things down. And I want these people to write these things down as well, the listeners, just in case this may help you, it may not, but it may help you be aware and look at people like, oh,
the flags. Yes, the flags are there.
A fuckboy flag. That flag is green. Okay. the first thing I said, if he asks you to hang out but doesn't text you with the follow-up, and when he asks you if he asks you where you still on to hang out, and he says, sure, where should we go? Where should we meet?
Yeah. So that's that's definitely a sign, because there's no commitment and no actual initiative. And so for someone who's not like up on game, that initial text might feel like initiative, but it's not.
Yeah, because it kind of seems like you're begging him by that time.
Yeah, because it's like,
no, you're not, like, you really don't want to hang out, but he's tired of you texting and asking him, well, how many times, when are we going to hang out? So he's like, okay, sure, what are we going to do? Like, he's basically putting the ball in your court now, because he's over it. He's kind of like, since you want to hang out so bad, let's come up with something.
Pick a place, you pick a time, and then, yeah, sure.
Yeah. And the second one I said is, he says things like, we should hang out, but never initiates any actual dates.
Yeah, no. There's no initiative at all. Or you can look at, like, the times of day that they, like, text you or reach out to you.
Mm-hmm. All the time of day, okay.
Yeah, like, if a guy's not, like, in my experience, you know, there's like a planning window of time. Like, if you want to go out that night, there's like early in the day from like 10 to maybe like 3 where you can like initiate, let's plan, let's get up. So you have time to situate yourself.
Yeah, because most people, they do have to prep. Like, they do have to get themselves together.
Or it's like, well, let me put my schedule together so I can meet you. The guys who always like do the fake, oh man, we should get up. But it's like 9 o'clock on a Wednesday. You got to get up for work in the morning. So it's like, oh, it's an invitation, but it's not really an invitation, because no, I'm not about to leave my house after I'm comfortable as shit to come meet you. But that he can use that against you and be like, well, I asked you to come out. He's like, no, you asked me on Wednesday at 9 o'clock. Of course, I'm gonna say no.
Yeah, because I had to get up early the next morning, and you already know, first, he already had embedded in his head, listen, girls and guys, that guy already had it embedded in his head, that if I text him or her at 9 o'clock,
somebody gonna be down.
They're gonna say no.
Or it's the if you get the text and you're like, it's too late to go out, I'm already comfortable in the house, what's the next thing? Well, I could just come over there. No.
Yep, that's the next thing.
You can't.
I'll just come over.
No, I'm good.
That is definitely the next thing. Exactly. So the next one I would say is, he says things like, let me know when you're free, rather than proposing the actual time and place.
Yeah, it always comes back to that, like, lack of initiative. Because what he's saying isn't, like, horrible. It's not like he cussing you out or anything. But it's like, if you were really interested in me, you would be a lot more proactive. And making sure you got to spend time with me and planning things and all that kind of stuff. But, like, the just very broad, lackadaisical invite, because at the end of the day, like I said, he can say, well, I invited you out, but it's just like, you didn't.
And it's not and it's not like you, that the person, it's not like he has to always plan something, but it's the thing would be, for me, would be the fact of initiating something sometimes, and also maybe planning something together. That would be the streamline for me, as far as making sure that happens. Because if that don't happen, then what's the point?
Yeah.
And I think the fifth one, if he uses phrases like, keep me posted, let's stay in touch. When you invite him out to come instead of going, just giving you a straight answer. If a guy don't give you a straight answer, say, yes, I want to, let's hang out on Friday night, let's hang out on Saturday night.
Yes.
Then if he keeps saying, let's keep me posted. If he's telling you that, he doesn't really want to hang out. If he's saying, let's stay in contact, let's stay in touch, it's not going to go anywhere.
But like, if you fall for that, that's just like, you know, how you see like somebody from high school that you ain't seen in forever, and they're like, oh yeah, we should keep in touch. You're like, oh yeah, girl. No, I have no intention of keeping in touch with you at all.
I have no intentions of calling you. We ain't got no intentions of hanging out. No. But it's so true. But you know, so many people, to be honest, so many people fall for that. Like seriously, so many people fall for the love. Like, keep me posted, let's stay in touch.
Yeah, no.
Because they don't know, they think, because they're so into that person, they forget, they can't see anything else. So they kind of get blindsided about who that person is.
Yeah, I feel like I've been there where it's like, oh, at least they're like texting, or you're accepting the very least effort, just because like, could be a plethora of things there that you're really attracted to them, you really like them for some reason, or you're lonely, you just need attention and all type of stuff. But I think at some point, hopefully, fingers crossed to anybody listening, the blinders come off, so you like stop seeing a person for what you want them to be and start seeing them for who they actually are. Like the whole fuckboy thing for me, they don't stay around too long.
But you know, some people date a fuckboy. This is the next thing I want to say. People who date a fuckboy, the number six one I posted was, if his friends don't seem to know you, who you are, and you guys been dating at least 6 months, six or seven months, and they don't even know that he has a girlfriend, or they don't know if he has a boyfriend, that's kind of like, okay, come on.
But here's the thing. I think it might be different for women, because I've like been introduced to friends off bat, like second time going out and we meeting friends and we going out with friends, or we out together and you call your friends on FaceTime and like,
Got it.
But that's me, it's like showing off your trophy. Look what I bagged. You know what I'm saying?
Got it. And guys are a little bit different. Guys usually wait. They usually wait, if they say they're dating like another guy, they usually would wait until a period of time before they meet, till you go into meeting the friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Unless, I mean, and then I guess showing that person off a little bit, showing that person's kind of into you. But I get what you're saying. It's like, but if you are that person that, like you, a baddie, they want to show them off quicker, and then you can more seem like a trophy. That's what you're trying to
say. Yeah. Meanwhile, yeah. I'm like, you're not meeting nobody I know.
What's your time frame of meeting?
I got to know that this is like serious. So it might be a minute.
Yeah, I do too. I got to know that it's like something there. Like you can't just be meeting friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then your friends, and then next week y'all fall out, and then the person gone. So what's the point of that?
Exactly. And now y'all kikiing it up. No. I'm gonna wait. You gotta be here for a little while.
And another one is, or his friends all know who you are, but act like they don't know something. And they also say something like, they also say things like, oh, I see, what's your name again? Or Donald or Patrick didn't tell me about you. But they exactly know who you are, because his friends been gossiping. And they've been talking amongst each other, but when he sees you out, they don't know who you are. That's kind of crazy.
So I think that's where there might be like some differences, because for me, like a guy will introduce me to his male friends real quick, and they'll be like real friendly. They'll know my name. They'll know my whole life story. I'd be like, okay, cool. Not sure why you know that much about me. but if the guy, like the guy that I'm dating, has women friends, it's like different. So I won't meet them off that.
Do you think it's an insecure thing? Because, you know, women, they kind of bump, some women bump heads. So do you
think I don't know what it is.
You thinking it is? I'm thinking, what from a guy's perspective, I'm thinking that it's easier. Guys are more laid back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's easier for him to introduce you to his male friends instead of his female friends, because women are more judgmental. I mean, I'm sorry to say that, but a lot of women, they can be a little more judgmental. So he's probably holding back from you meeting his actual girlfriends, his friends who are females, instead of meeting the male.
But
females.
I think a woman friend is more likely to be like, oh, are you work at Delta, right? And you'd be like, no, I don't work at Delta. Okay.
and that's why he's keeping the female friends away.
Exactly.
He's keeping the female friends away because girls ask a lot of questions.
So females, as a woman with a lot of guy friends, I think I operate a little bit differently, because I always ask my guy friend, like, what's the situation with her? Is this, like, serious, or are you just messing around? So I know how to treat them and what to say and what not to say.
Got it, yeah. Because you'll be more open and,
exactly.
And really don't care. You really don't care if it's, like, somebody he's just hanging out with.
Yeah, and sometimes they'll be like, you can tell her, you can give her the honest truth, because I don't give a fuck if she stay or go. And sometimes I'd be like, look, sis, I hope you're not in this for a relationship, because you don't want a relationship, just to let you know.
And sometimes, have you came in contact with your friends, the females wanting something, and they have to learn that from you?
Yeah. So I've had girls call me, or like, if we're all out, because I'm going to be around, if we're all out, they'll try to have like a conversation with me, pull me to the side. And so, of course, I know what the situation is before I even come around this girl. So I already know how to respond to her. But yeah, they'll ask me questions and try to get the scoop. And I'm just like, okay, yeah. I'm a great friend to the guys, but I'm sure the girls are probably like, fucking hate her. Because she knew the whole time.
Yeah, because you tell, exactly.
But,
so it's okay. That's good that you have male and female friends, and you already know the game. You already know, they already put you up on game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a good thing. Another one I was saying, if the guy disappears from days without you hearing
ghosting.
From him.
Ghosting. Yeah.
He's ghosting you, and when he finally resurfaced, he offers no explanation and thinks everything is back
just
to normal.
No explanation, just nothing. So
yeah.
My friends know me to cut men off. Cut men off really fast. Like, you know, it's not even nothing to cut that bitch off. That's essentially my theme song. So if I see a red flag, you can go real fast, and I'm gonna act like I've never met you in person. If I see you,
like, you cut them off, like, no, you like basically don't answer your phone anymore.
Or I'm like, no, this ain't working.
Okay.
Or if you like did something real shady, I might just like delete your number. And with, like, because you know what you did, I don't need to explain it. But yeah, for me, yeah, I do my best. I'm not gonna say players fuck up too. But because I hang around so many guys and I've seen so much stuff, I notice red flags a lot faster. But I can say that I have giving people the benefit of the doubt before, like, okay, maybe something did happen, but it's never worked out in my favor, obviously. But yeah, that the whole ghosting thing and then coming back like nothing happened, it's just like a slap in the face. Like,
yeah, and people, and that's like, I've noticed that's people's way out now. Like, a lot of people ghost. Like,
yeah,
a lot of people don't, with no explanations, no type of hey, I'm about to go on a business trip, I'm about to go on vacation, no, nothing. They just stop calling. But she was looking at social media. They popping on social media.
Yeah, I have done that before. I am guilty of ghosting. But sometimes I feel like
yes, with the explanation.
I feel like I should ghost you over having the conversation because I don't want to hurt your feelings. So this is me sometimes saving your feelings.
Oh, okay. So you feel like ghosting sometimes will save for, but sometimes people outside of this ghosting, I think, well, for me, I would rather you hurt my feelings and let me know instead of ghosting.
I don't like hurting people's feelings. And I know ghosting is hurting their feelings, but I don't want to say mean stuff to them.
Because, I mean, it's going to be awkward when you see them out.
It's not going to be for me. I'm just going to be like, hey. Hey, how you doing?
Now that what if they start asking you questions out? They don't, you don't, not going to. You're going to be like, I can't hear you because of the music.
Well, I'm going to answer the question to the best of my ability.
Okay.
I mean.
Well, Portia, you ghost people.
You know what? I'm not fully Casper, but I do ghost people.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So another one is when you ask him what's up and he over-explains himself why he's been so busy and offer you specific details like, hey, just been super busy with this work presentation and my cousin in town also got a dog. My dog was sick, so I haven't been sleeping. Why, what's up with you? If he does all of those things and translate all of those things to you, he's basically saying, please do not ask me to hang out.
Yeah.
That for me. Like, if he's giving you detail and line by line. And,
he's trying to let you know, I'm booked and busy. I'm so busy.
Yes, I'm booked and busy.
Yeah.
My dog is sick. I got presentations. I got to work throughout the day. I don't used to be on my phone that much. If they give you all that without they letting you know, don't text me, don't call me. I'm not trying to be around. I'm trying to hang out. Meanwhile, they probably text me and talk to somebody else because there's no way somebody's that super busy. Yeah.
My response to that would have been, oh, okay, well, just hit me up when you're free. And that's the end of conversation. And I'm back and forth.
Okay, so when they hit you up and they're free, so like 2 weeks later, 2 or 3 weeks later, what would you do then?
By that point, like, you already kind of classified them. So they hit me up 2 weeks later. What do I feel like? Do I feel like a free meal? Cool. We can go out to dinner. I can get free. Because I know what you're doing now. So I'm going to put you in your lane. That's what we're doing. I can do that too. Yeah. 2 weeks later, I'd be like, cool. He all right when he want to be. I'm kind of hungry. I don't feel like cooking. Yeah, let's get up. You know that place you're talking about? Yeah, let's go there at like 8. Cool.
Yeah. And what about when other guys flirt with you in front of him and he seems really unfazed? Like, oh, do what you want. I mean, he says, I'm like, you know, I don't really care. I mean, I'm cool with you talking to somebody else. That's to me. Or they have no facial expression about, nope, that they don't even care. Like, you even talking to somebody else. Like, you're physically standing there talking to somebody else in front of them.
Well, if they act like that, I hope you get the other person's number. might as well. Are we doing this? Cool. You know, my thing is, I always, like, I do my best to, like, observe people and not, like, put up blinders, but I treat you based on how you treat me. So if you're not fazed by that, you know how I'm at? I'm fazed. I'm going to get this man number, and guess what? I'm going to come back over to you and order another drink for you to pay for.
Okay. So think about fuck boys. I always think about, like, movies like Baby Boy. Like, to me, he was the quintessential fuck boy. You know what I'm saying? He basically, well, I mean, how him and Yvette was, how their relationship was, very toxic relationships. I always think about movies like that. Like, if you had a movie to think about, what's another character or movie that you would think about as a fuckboy?
Oh my gosh. Oh, let me think. Oh, jeez.
I probably had the best one.
Okay, hold on. I can't think of one. There's so many.
It's a lot of movies that have, like, voice, you'd be like, what?
But even like some romantic comedies, when you look back at it, you'd be like, this was fucked up.
Yeah. You know, it's another one I looked at the other day, and I'm like, okay, he was that quote-unquote fuckboy. Boomerang.
Yes. And he got played, and then he came back to Holly.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
And you have to have good-looking toes to even get with him.
Don't go somewhere.
So that's another movie that I can think in my head right now. That's another movie. If you guys haven't seen Baby Boy or Boomerang, please go see both of those movies, because they both were really good. Yeah. So what if you had one, if you could give some advice to how to quote unquote look, and I mean, if a fuckboy came your way, what's the first sign? Like, if somebody came your way and they wanted to take you out, say, Portia, let's go out, how would you know if they are legit or a fuckboy? Do you know of that, or do you have to actually hang out with
them? I think you have to. Sometimes it's immediate, because sometimes they just got that look about them, or the way that they talk to you in that first engagement where you're like, I don't have time for this. But then some other times it does take a little bit of effort and investment of time. But for me, the signs are always based on how proactive they are and sincere interest.
That's true, because most fuckboys are very selfish. I would say that. So then that's one sign I would say that you need to look for. And if they are talking about, and within the first conversation, they're already talking about sex, you already kind of know what it is. I mean, you already know that it's going to be nothing but mostly sex. Not saying that it could be going, I mean, down the road, it could be something bigger later, but you're definitely going to place them in that category, I would think.
But it's even like sometimes it's guys who give you that I'm not really worried about sex at first. They can give that off and slowly let the fuckboy come out later. I've always found that the guy who proclaims himself to be like the nice guy or the church going guy or whatever, they're the worst. They are the worst.
The church boys are the
worst. Because the nice guy, if they have...
No, the church boys are always the undercover
that friend. That too, but like, they have this, I don't know, perception of themselves that they're just such good men, and because I go to church and I have a job and I do adult things and I'm such a good guy, but they're super selfish. Because they feel like they are adulting well, that you're supposed to be super excited and just like on their nuts heavy, like real hard, and just like, no. My thing is, if a man does not treat you like you are, or like he values you, or shows like sincerity and getting to know you and planning outings with you, and just has a very...
I'm not sure what happened, but we can just tie that together. I was just talking and talking.
I was like, oh, what happened?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. But anyway, I mean, that was our commercial break. We're going to edit it or something out. We're going to fix it, but we're back. Yeah. We're going to tie it together.
Yeah. But I think, like, just sincerity.
Okay.
I think that's the most important thing. For me, it's like, I don't... If you look at it like that, like for me, I know how I am when I'm playing somebody, and I know how I act and how I behave when I show genuine interest.
Mm-hmm.
Expect that from you know somebody bullshitting you.
Because
you know what? I bullshit people. I bullshit people all the time.
How you gonna bullshit the bullshitter?
Exactly. So I see the signs. I see your game, my guy. I already know how this is gonna go. See? I'm going to get me some meals out of this. I might get a trip out of this. I might get a bag out of this.
Yeah, city girls. You going to get a bag out of it?
Maybe, but just like you got to accept people for what they're offering. And if you want to get what you can out of a situation that you know is complete BS, then do what you got to do. But for me,
so you said something about church boys. Have you encountered a lot of church boys?
We in the South. Yes.
Yes, true. Very true. I forgot. It's not that, but churches everywhere, huh?
Yes. I have had a guy like hound me about going to Bible study. Like, oh, you need to come to Bible study with me. You need to come to Bible study with me.
Okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Sounds decent, right? Oh, it's such a good sign. Ooh. But then will like ghosted me for like 3 weeks.
Like, didn't want to go to Bible study 3 weeks later?
And then popped up like, oh, you want to come tailgating? No.
Tailgating? I thought you invited me to Bible study.
Or talking about like church stuff and all this church stuff, but like, you're not actually courting me. You just want to come to my house. No. You don't want me to come to the house? No. I thought, are you not following the scripture that you want me to come to Bible study and learn about?
Bible study went out the window.
Went out the window. Like, and that's my thing. If you are not even an F-boy, but like, if you're not interested in something serious, well, it's hard for me to say, let somebody know, because not everybody is ready to have those type of conversations.
That's true. But, you know, we're at an age where we're ready to have an open-minded.
Yeah. Like, if you're dating and you're just like, I'm just out here trying to have a good time. Cool.
Yeah.
Got you.
But, you know what? That's the person on the front.
You can be my fun boy. We can kick it. We can do stuff when we both bored. I'm going to come kick it with you. But I'm not going to put serious energy in getting to know you and understanding your values as a human being and getting all deep with you. You're very surface. Invite me to the club when you and your homeboys go out so I can come sit in your section. Cool. You know?
Yes, come sit in the section.
That's what I'm saying. You just got to be able to place people in your lives. So if, and especially in dating, which for some reason people don't like see as like an option to get to know multiple people. Like if I'm dating, it might be a few people at a time. That's because I'm getting to know them. But as you get to know them, you qualify them or put them in certain lanes. So you all have right. Your fun boy where he's just like, he don't really want nothing with you. He just want to hang out and possibly have sex a few times.
I totally agree with that. Like, I think some people get limited and they that's why they end up with the fuck boy, because they
don't have no other options.
They don't have no other options but dating that one person. That one person is dating, that person is dating multiple people.
Exactly. They always are.
Yeah. And that's why he don't got time to be hanging out with you every Saturday.
What's so funny is, like I say, date multiple people, but that shit takes a lot of energy.
It does.
You gotta be committed.
You better be committed to that.
Because
matter of fact, I won't put my friend on blast, but one of my friends called me today, and he was like, dating multiple people takes a lot of energy.
It takes a lot of energy.
He told me that he said the person called him and was like, oh, are we still hanging out Friday? He said, what are you talking about? He forgot that he even committed to hanging out Friday.
Let me tell you, if you're going to do it, and like, then you got to do it. And you just got to commit the time and energy to be like,
this I thought he needs a calendar. Like, you need a calendar.
Exactly. Put it on the calendar. You need to like, be like, all right, this is such and such, this is such and such, this is such and such.
And then you gotta put descriptions. If you want to date multiple people, you gotta put some descriptions with their name. You gotta say Paul.
I do it. It's
Arizona.
It is Chris, Philosophical Morehouse Man.
Yeah. That's Philosophical Morehouse Man.
Because all his conversations, he gotta be super deep. And like go into some theory and start citing sources and all that kind of stuff.
Those type of man.
Oh goodness.
Wow. Do you, I'm guessing you've seen the show She's Gotta Have It Then.
Yes.
And how she dates. And season one was better than season two, but how she dates.
For sure.
How she dates multiple people and trying to balance it is a lot.
It is a lot. I'm going to be honest with you. That's why my dating cycle is like dating a few people that don't work and then you don't date nobody for like 4 months because you just need a break. And
yeah.
Pick it back up. So, yeah. But the whole fuckboy thing is just...
Fuckboy situation can be a lot. It's just, it is time consuming, but it's these, I think these are definitely... keys to know what to look for when you're doing it out there dating, because like right now, like I've always said, like this is a perfect time to date, even though Georgia is open back up, but other places are not open back up as much as Georgia.
Is it the perfect time to date?
I believe so. I personally think so.
Okay, so is this off topic? No, we're talking about dating. So like I started the year on apps, right?
Okay.
Because I was like, all right, let me pick this whole situation back up. Let me get it cranking again. And then, like, once we got put in quarantine and we were, like, no going out for real. Of course, uh-huh. 'Cause I'm not going out. I just, like, it just all fizzled. When I say it all fizzled, I was like, I'm, like...
Did it fizzle for you or fizzle for everybody else? Like, as far
it fizzled for me because, like, the conversations were, like...
Was lackluster.
Lackluster. What you, I'm what like, and then the personality.
Oh, I'm about to watch this Netflix movie.
Oh, my gosh. It was, like, these men, like, without the option of, like, taking you out somewhere and, like, focus solely on conversation, they don't have the skills. And for me, like, that is annoying. First of all, you stuck in the house. Ain't no reason for you to just be trying to text me all day. Nah, I'm not doing this with you.
And reason why I say that is because, Portia, you're creative. So I would definitely think that will work for you as far as dating right now, especially on apps. Because you're that person that would say, okay, let's do a game, a virtual game. You're like, let's do a virtual... Yeah, even if you were stuck in the house. Like,
I mean, I can make some things work. I've done long distance before. I can
But right now, you don't have to do that because we can go outside. Even though you may have to eat outside and wear your mask, but that's still a start.
I guess. I don't know. But, like, once the quarantine kicked in, like, the conversations were, like, super dry and a lack of personality. And I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to delete these.
And now you're focused on working out.
Yeah, I'm getting ready for somebody summer.
Well, you're about to get ready for somebody. Porsche about to have that snatch body for somebody.
I'm going to pop up on y'all and just be like, when did she become an IG thot?
She about to have 100 mil followers.
Somebody got to see this. I've been working hard.
Oh my God. So Portia, thank you so much. It's always fun talking to you and talking to you about these topics because, you know, we both single, so I get it. Right. I think like I said before, to top this off, it's kinda like these are the topics that we kinda discuss and some people need to know these. These are the signs, people. These are the things to look for. Especially your probably in a situation right now and you don't even know you're dating a fuckboy, but these are the signs right now. If he's giving you any of this stuff right here, beware. Please beware. That's what all I gotta say. And you got anything else to say?
I would say, and this is like probably like not, I don't know how to describe this, it's serious. I think the issue with fuckboys and not being able to recognize them is a lack of love for yourself.
True. So say that again. You better Ayana.
These are lessons learned. The reason why you put up with a lack of intention and effort and sincerity is because you just want something.
And sometimes people feel like something is better than nothing.
Exactly.
And that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. When you're dating, that's not a good thing.
No. So yeah. I would just say if you keep running into situations where you feel taken advantage of, or it turns into something completely different than what it started out as, maybe you should take the time during this quarantine to focus on yourself and learning to love yourself and enjoy yourself. That way you won't accept less from anybody else.
Hello? You better say that again.
And that's exactly that why I can cut these men off. I can do this by myself. I can pay for all this shit by myself. I don't need you.
And need nobody. That's what it's about. Yeah, but sometimes we're getting at a point we not saying we don't need somebody, but I want somebody.
I don't want to need you, but I want to have you around.
Exactly. But if you're giving me all of these things right here, then I don't need you.
Yeah, no. I don't have the time. I would rather make some money.
I know, that's right. Same here. Let me tell you, making some money is better. And Benjamin sometimes look better than other things.
Exactly. I mean, if you want to go on a date, just call your girls on the phone and be like, let's get drunk and have a good time.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Portia, for giving. This is really good advice. I hope somebody out there will take this, write it down, call me, DM me, whatever. And I will send you all the stuff that we discussed as well. Make sure you like and subscribe. Portia, once again, thank you for coming on.
No problem.
Everybody always loves to have you. Please tell them your IG handle so they can follow you.
Yeah. As well. So my IG is Portia J Did It. I'm not named after a vehicle. PORTIAJAYDIDIT. So
All right. Repeat that one more time.
PORTIAJAYDIDIT.
All right. So make sure you guys like, subscribe this, follow Portia, follow me if you haven't followed me as well. And tune into the next episode. Thank you so much and have a good night, guys.
Bye.
Bye.